studies show that injuries from sports, work, and accidents can be cured without drugs or surgery. If you have any questions that you're dying to have answered during the show, don't hesitate to call in at 800-227-KBRT. Well, Dr. Tong, I'm so excited about today's show because we're talking about injuries, all kinds of injuries, athletic, work, accidents, but what I was thinking about is that professional people who are in professional sports, some are professional sports, athletes who are injured, when they're injured, they can just be put out for a long time, and these people make a lot of money playing sports, and usually the conventional way of fixing their injuries is surgery, and I know from your cases that that's not what you have them do. Can you explain that?
Yes. Surgery, 99.9% of cases are not necessary. In fact, the scar, the inflammation, and the adhesion that they caused by surgery actually weaken the body. The thing is that with the professional athlete, they are strong, they're young, and they usually heal. But nevertheless, they never heal as strong as before. In my 20-year practice, I treat a lot of sport injury, car accidents, work injury, and never needed to do any surgery at all. And let me prove that by our cases today. And first patient is Blanca. She came to me long time ago in my Long Beach office with tennis elbow, low back pain, knee pain, shoulder pain. I forgot all kinds of pain. But let's have her tell her story.
Okay. Hello, Blanca.
Hi,
Blanca. Welcome to our show.
Yes.
Huh? How are you?
Good.
Yes. Good.
Yes.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about your experience with Dr. Tong's treatment?
What happened to you?
Exactly. You know, a few years ago, when he was in Long Beach, I was in the terrible back pain. Just the one that you cannot even stand up.
Uh-huh.
And to my surprise, after taking so many months medication from some of the doctors, in less than 5 treatments, I was perfectly okay.
5 treatments.
This very last time, which is my second visit yesterday, or the day before yesterday, this time I had a terrible pain, and like a tennis elbow, kind of inflammation on my elbow.
Right.
And that was very hard for me to drive and to pick up some things, even my purse. And I was amazed the other day because I was, when I went to see him, I was feeling a lot of pain. And when I came out, I was feeling, I am right now 90% okay. No medication. And this is the thing that the human understanding cannot comprehend.
Well, we just have to learn a little bit. We don't understand how the body, most people don't understand how the body works. That's why the program is designed to do that. What other problems?
If I will have the power, I will go to the American Association for people to understand that it's a big, big, humongous,
yes.
A mess right now.
Well, what other problem did I help you with in the past? You got a shoulder problem also, or any problem?
Back and the children, the stress, and you name it. That you was able to really handle. It's the most beautiful experience, even though that it's for a little while, the chat or whatever you call.
Yes.
It's the most beautiful experience. It's beyond my human understanding. I can't help it. The day that when I was in the office, I can't help because I'm talking to my man, what even for us as a Christians, the Bible says that my people die for lack of knowledge. It is on the Old Testament, on Hosea 4:6, is there. And it's true because we think that we have knowledge, we go to the doctors and we end up
and we don't have
medication.
Right.
I work with people and I see it's a pitiful to go to the senior homes and to see the whole dining table full of medication. Medication to go to the bathroom, medication to wake up, medication to do the real account.
Are you on medication?
Nope.
Not at all.
Yeah, how true that is, no, we die for our ignorance.
As long as Dr. Tong is available to me, I will never have medication.
Yeah, we don't need it. Yeah. The sad part is right now we're going to spend billions of dollars to get Medicare patients with drugs, and they do not know that for people who are 34 or younger, drug is the number one cause of death in this country.
Exactly. And let me tell you, young lady, I am 67.
I'm...
Yeah.
Oh, you don't even sound 67.
And ever since I treat you for your back pain, since 4 or 5 years ago, you never had it.
Your back pain never came back. Is that
no? No. That was the beauty.
Yeah.
That's the beauty that...
And only 5 children. No surgery, no physical therapy.
I can understand that.
Yeah. Right. Well, thanks very much for sharing your case with us, Blanca.
Thank you, Blanca.
Beautiful.
Yeah, thank you.
It's beautiful because it is real. It is real. It's one thing that I can say. I work for the government. I know that I'm doing real.
Thanks, Blanca.
Thank you so much.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, I think we have a caller for a question. I think Paul, he's called before. Hello, Paul?
Yes.
Hey, how are you doing?
Oh, pretty good.
You have some questions for Dr. Tom?
Yes, I wanted to know how quick you could reduce the steroid use of black cup.
I dropped steroid the first time after my first treatment. First treatment, all the time. The only medication that I sometimes slowly reduce are people with very high blood pressure and uncontrollable blood sugar. Steroid, most of the time, I drop it the first time because my treatment supports the adrenal and the kidney and a lot of organs.
So you don't need it anymore?
Yeah, you look at the cases that I do. Some people may be taking 20, 30 different medication for 5, 6 years. I drop them all. I know this sounds incredible in the beginning. 10, 15 years ago, I was not that brave, but today I am very, very competent and confident that I have restored the body's healing power, and you don't need to take steroids.
You're on steroids right now, Paul?
Yes, I am, and I'm trying to get off, and I wanted how quick I could get off.
First treatment.
Within the first couple of weeks, then you'll be able to do it, okay? Yeah. I don't want to guarantee you like it, but most of the time, I recommend dropping the first time. You are on it for what, COPD? Did you call before?
No, I haven't called you before, but I'm on it for COPD.
What were you on steroids for?
And I'm on steroids right now.
For what?
Well, it was for the COPD, but it quit. Now my feet just swell up, and I take Lasix to make the feet go down, and prednisone make the feet go up.
That's a wrong thing to do. Lasix takes the kidney's function. Whenever you perform the function for the body's organ take a vacation and become atrophy. So you kill your kidney with your Lasix, you kill your adrenal with long-term steroid, and many other side effects, immune deficient, skin problem, all kinds of things. You should come and see me.
Do you have the number, Paul?
Yes, I do.
Okay, you should call. Make an appointment.
Well, okay, I'll do that.
Okay?
Yeah, thanks.
All right.
Bye-bye.
So, Dr. Tong, you can cure athletic injuries or any pain anyone has, like you did for Blanca. Call today for an appointment at 714-556-8664. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Check out our website, www.drtong.com, drtong.com. That is drtong.com, and subscribe to our free newsletter to learn about mind-body healing. Well, Dr. Tong, I think I'll introduce our next guest today.
Okay.
Okay, because I have been her student for 15 years, almost 15 years. Stella is a former principal dancer with the National Ballet of Romania. She's a gold medalist from international ballet competitions in London, Tokyo, Moscow. Today, she has relocated to California, and she is the proud owner of a very, very successful ballet studio, Newport Mesa Ballet, and is the artistic director of the Ballet Montmartre, which is located, coincidentally, in the very same building as your office, right, Dr. Tong?
Yes.
In Costa Mesa, on Harbor and Adams.
Mm-hmm.
A few years ago, she was experiencing excruciating back pain to the point where she couldn't even teach, and so I suggested that she go see Dr. Tong. So I think I'll let Stella take over. Hello, Stella.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Welcome.
Yes.
How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. I just arrived at the office, and I'm glad to be on the show.
Excellent.
Yeah,
why don't you give us a little background on your profession so people understand what...
I just heard you saying everything, so But yes, I was a dancer all my life, and now I'm retired, and after I quit dancing, I did not realize that my body is not responding the same way it was before when I was trained every day, very intense.
Right.
So because of that, not realizing that I cannot use my body in the same way, I got injury on my back. I was not warmed up very well, and I did a movement that was very hard on my back.
Mm-hmm.
So, I went to Dr. Tong because I knew Elaine, my student, and I knew that her father could help me. And indeed, it helped me very well. I would say very, very fast and with no medicine. For me, that's the most important part, the fact that I did not have to take any medicine.
Right.
Because I do not like it. It's only if I really need it. And he could do that. He could help me with no medicine. So then I ended up going with my mother that was limping. She had an operation on her foot. And for many years, she would have this problem, major problem. After that, she walked and she ran. So I would just say, I don't know what else to say, but that he did a miracle with her, especially with her. I did not expect it to see her. Even today, after what, 10 years now?
It's been a long time.
Yeah, it's been a long time that I treat you. No,
do you still have back pain now?
Sometimes, if again, I'm not taking care of it and I strain my muscle, but it's not what I had. No, it didn't come back like it was.
Mm-hmm. And I understand, were you recommended surgery?
Yes, on my knee. That is the second thing that Dr. Tong treated. My knee.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, the other doctors wanted me to go and have surgery, and I said no. I signed that paper to say no, and I went to Dr. Tong, and I'm fine.
My knee's fine.
Yes.
Yeah, here's the problem. You know, regular doctors are so fast with a knife.
Yeah.
And it costs so much, and you would harm your body with the scar, mm-hmm. the inflammation, and other injuries. You would never be able to do the same thing.
Yes.
And with my treatment, you actually cannot just treat the back problem or the knee problem alone. You have to treat everything in the body, every symptom that you have. They are all symptoms of one underlying disharmony. And most doctors really need to learn that. And most of the time it's so easy, especially with professional athletes. I just hate to see some of the professional athletes, like Pete Sampras. You know, he was out for a couple of times, and this time he couldn't get the championship because he pulled his muscle in the leg.
Mm-hmm.
I could have fixed that very, very easily.
Yeah.
No kidding. Yes.
So you're busy now, right, teaching?
Yeah, well, I'm teaching every day 5-6 hours, and I'm very active, and I'm running up the stairs, and I'm just fine.
And there's no pain.
At least 10 years, right?
Yes.
Well, thanks for sharing.
Well, thank you very much, too, for helping everybody, Dr. Tong.
Thank you, Stella.
Okay, we'll talk to you later.
Okay, bye-bye.
So for all of you athletes, or anyone with back pain or any pain, you don't need surgery or medication for your injuries. You heard how Stella's back pain was eliminated with Dr. Tong's treatment. It has been years. 10 years almost.
And her mom's problem.
And her mother also, her foot pain.
From surgery,
and they're both still pain-free. In fact, Dr. Tong can help you with any degenerative disorder you may have, whether it's pain, depression, sinuses, asthma, insomnia. Call us now at 714-556-8664 for an appointment. Call before 2 and you can get a free gift to reduce your sugar cravings. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Call now. Don't waste any time. All right. So our next guest is Dawood. Dr. Tong, can you tell us a little about him?
Yes, Dawood is my prize patient.
Very
favorite to him
here, Dr.
Tong. Very favorite to him because he has the same sport that I like the most, tennis. He's a nuts in tennis. And Dawood first came to me a couple of years ago in very, very bad shape. He used to wear long johns in the summer. He's still shaking cold, but he had a whole list of problems with leg cramps, cold legs, lack of energy, mood swings, get angry very easily, also have sugar craving, prostatitis, which caused severe pain in the prostate. He would sleep a couple hours before each match, and then if the match go more than an hour and a half, and sometimes he would end up in the hospital with leg cramps so bad that he would take IV, solution.
So he was a mess.
He was a mess. No, he competes with semi-professional people.
Today he does.
I totally transformed him, and I let Wu tell his story.
Okay. Hello, Daoud?
Yes, I am.
How are you?
Yes.
Hello.
You know, I don't want to meet this guy after you described him.
That was an old Daoud.
I don't even know this guy.
Well, tell us to meet Daoud.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
What happened when you first came to me?
Yeah, it's really remarkable, Dr. Tong, that I had watched you on television for almost a year or so just to see where you're coming from. You know, whether you're coming from the heart, or whether you are, you know, promoting yourself like other people do because they really don't have the patient's interest in heart.
Right.
When I felt that you were in the right place, then I'm one of those individuals that commits himself very, you know, very
good.
Yeah, very much.
Yeah, definitely.
That's just my nature because back in my younger days, I had cured depression. I was so depressed that I could not even get out of bed.
Yes.
And I had single-handedly cured that, so I knew the monumental effort it took to do that, but I just didn't have the doorway to cure some of the things that you're talking about here.
Yes.
And I knew that if you were my doorway, that I would commit myself 100%.
Right.
Yeah. And what you're saying is very correct. The sugar craving, the prostate so bad that, you know, you get up 7-8 times at night. This lack of energy was remarkable, Dr. Tong. I mean, I play very elite level tennis. We play some of, you know, in our amateur level, we play some of the most elite players in the whole world, even in the United States.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But to have a lack of energy was remarkable that you play tennis for about an hour or so, and then your cramping begins, and then if you had another match, like you correctly said, about a 2-hour...
No way you can play good.
You just really couldn't compete because your mind kept thinking, when is this going to happen again?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then the cold legs, you know, all my life, literally the last 20 years, I can remember cold legs, and you go to the doctors, and they tell you it's all in your mind. Like them on the head.
It is all in your mind, but you're not imagining. It's real.
It's,
and it can be fixed. Okay?
Yeah.
What they say in your mind is that they try to blame it on you. You're making it up and it's not real.
It's there.
Yeah.
You know, and the prostatitis, the doctor said, well, sit in a hot tub of water 3 times a day. I said, Doc, how practical is that?
And in my view, I had to pay you so much money to get that advice. That's ridiculous.
Right.
That's too expensive.
Right. Then along with all this was the, I used to sweat very extremely, and of course, you know, the cramping would come with that. And also the mood swings, Dr. Tong. I mean, you and I talked about that.
Right.
You know, very rarely does a man show up in the medicine profession that not only talks about the body, but talks about the emotion, talks about this as the whole package.
Right.
Because when you start isolating what we call diseases, then one hand is this, one hand is that, and nobody knows what the left hand or the right hand is doing.
They are just symptoms that they talk about. Everything you talk about is symptoms.
Very much so.
Yes.
Yeah. And then it was just an ongoing thing, and you really reach a point. Like, I would go to San Diego sometimes, make a sales call. On the way back, I'd have to sleep on the side of the freeway, Dr. Tong, for a couple of hours.
Oh.
And drive.
No kidding.
Incredible. Yeah, on the side of the freeway, because it was either that or really crashed the car.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Myself, is something wrong with this picture?
Yes.
So
what happened when you went to see Dr. Tong?
You know, remarkably, the principle of what he said made sense to me. You clear the channel away as far as the blood flow is concerned. You get the blood flow going. That means that you also clean the colon so that when you put the right nutrition in the body, the nutrition will go to the right organs, heal themselves, and your body will heal itself. That's a very simple principle to me.
Mm-hmm.
So now, when I went to him, the thing was, my progress was a little slower because I did not realize I was that far gone.
Right.
The first time he used almost 9 vials to work on me, and I would sweat so badly that I would feel so cold in that room.
Mm-hmm.
Initially, after about 5 or 6 treatments, I felt very good, and then obviously what I would do is I would overdo it.
Yes.
Right.
You remember that, Dr. Tong.
Yeah.
It's a very common problem.
Absolutely. I would feel so good that I hadn't felt so good in my life.
So
that
you eat too much.
Right, Elaine. I would overdo it.
Right.
I'd stay up till midnight. I would go run as much as I could and overdo it.
That's a common mistake. You know, your battery is not to totally charged up. But when you feel well, you don't really see any reason why you should slow down.
Yes.
And that's a, then you drain your energy, then you start having pain again.
Yes.
So it takes a while for you to learn that, and you slowly learn it.
Yeah. It's really remarkable also when you're not feeling good, it's very difficult to explain what not feeling good is. And the best way I can explain it is not having a good night's sleep every night for 365 nights will make you not feel good.
Right.
Right.
And if you sort of sleep well every night for 365 days of the week, you will feel good without really knowing why or how you're feeling good.
Yeah, you used to sleep before each match.
Yes.
And now that, do you need to do that? And I understand that after you, for a while, you have 21-day in a row professional match. You need to do that.
Dr. Conley,
no,
it's remarkable. You remember that happened about a year ago.
Yes.
We're at the elite level where I'm talking about, where you not only play matches, but you train and you work out maybe a couple of hours a day.
Right.
21, in our profession, we play one day, we rest one day. We play one day, we rest one day, unless it's a major tournament.
Really?
Yeah, Elaine, you cannot, you have to allow the muscles 24 hours to recover.
Right.
And that's why people like Pete Sampras, when they get ready to play a major tournament like the Wimbledon, that's still the mean that they're playing one day on, one day off.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no such thing. And if they're playing regular tournaments, it's only 4 to 5 days of steady tennis.
Right.
But to play 21 days at that elite level, I had never in my wildest imagination could imagine that.
Yes, when my treatment went through it.
Yeah.
Especially professional athletes. Today you wear shorts in the winter. No long joints in the summer.
In fact, I'm sitting here in shorts. You know, I've just exercised an hour.
And it's overcast today.
Yes, and it is overcast. And my friend Julie looks at me, and she cannot believe it, because I would be bundled up in sweaters or in long johns.
And you don't sweat excessively like you do in the past.
No, my,
you are really in good shape, I can tell you.
Well, I think also, Doug, because you maintain your health, you're patient.
Yes.
Don't just expect Dr. Tom to treat you. You know how to prevent
yes.
from happening.
You know, let me hit the nail on the head. Most of us who are athletes know how to take care of the body.
Yeah,
we don't we don't have weight problems. We don't really have diet problems.
Right.
We don't have these problems to begin with. But even with all the work that I had done, I was that far gone. So when he opened the door for me, and when the treatments began, and when the light bulb went off that said to me that, yes, you are going to heal yourself, I, for the world of me, and my friend Julie remembers this, I never would do anything emotionally or physically that would harm me.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that amazing? And I kept up with these treatments because I gave you one full year of my time religiously.
Well, actually, after a few months, you really did not need to.
Right.
But the more treatment you get, the more strong and the more coordinated you are. So today, you know, you're winning your matches.
Oh, my.
You're beating people that are 20 years your junior.
Yes. I play with people at the elite level where these kids are just coming out of college. They're 25 years younger, and they get very upset. Why is the dad
beating them?
Because you know how to take care of yourself.
Yeah, the old man beating themselves up. I also work out 3 or 4 times with players that are ranked number one in the United States and ranked 2 or 3 in the world in our age group. I work with them religiously.
Like Larry Collins from our other show. You refer him to me.
My friend Larry Collins has been to the quarterfinals of Wimbledon. Also, I work with a trainer. Thanks to you, I've been going to a trainer for about a year and a half now, and this trainer, literally, we jumped. Just to warm up, we jump with a 4-pound rope. I mean, that's just warm up.
Mm.
And so, because of the treatment, you're able to do other things now, Dr. Tong, that I never realized possible. I truly feel that if you can do this to me, can you imagine what you could do with a professional athlete?
Yeah.
I know, except that they don't know about our treatment.
No.
That's a problem.
No.
I just feel sorry for them.
Yeah, very understandable. The remarkable part to me, Dr. Tong, after all was said and done, was to me, there are very few men that walk the face of this earth that themselves, I mean, I mentioned to you the very first time I met you, is that you're in the medical profession. Why would you step away from the medical profession and do this unless you're truly a healer?
Well,
because I could easily make money just giving people pills and surgery.
Yes.
And for you to step up against an organization or perhaps against the pharmaceutical industry really tells me that deep down inside your heart, not only have you been the guinea pig that has practiced it on himself, but that you truly are a healer that goes against the grain.
Thank you very much.
Those are very great words.
I sincerely mean that, my friend, because it is, I'm a businessman. I mean, I do business all over the United States. It is so easy in your profession to make money and let everything go, but very rarely do human beings, Dr. Tong, step on the plate and say, wait a minute, this is right, this is wrong. My life's goal now is to do the right thing.
Thank you very much. We almost running out of time. Thanks very much for all these good comments.
All right.
And we'll talk to you later.
Keep up the good work.
Yes, thank you.
Right.
Bye-bye. Well, that is pretty incredible.
He is one that he complying 120% of everything that
he
has.
Actually, let's devote the last minutes to show. Do you have any words of wisdom, Dr. Tong, on your treatment?
Well, I would like to answer a few questions, and here's a list of email questions. Why don't you pick a couple of that instructional or educational and answer them?
Here's one. Dr. Tong, I want to come to you for acupuncture, but I would like to know how much you charge.
Oh, we don't charge anything. We're putting the needles in, but we charge a bundle to take them out. You can call our office and find out exactly how much you charge. And actually, acupuncture is only our secondary treatment. The nerve blocks and the injection, the NBE treatment, is what gets the instant results. And that separates me from the rest of the acupuncturists. And then I use homeopathic and supplements, Chinese medicine. They never account for this, because you mentioned China, the soils are good, the food are good. Today, we ruined all the food already, so you need those supplements.
Right.
It's a complete program.
Also, acupuncture alone is 2 weeks sometimes to treat injuries as severe as athletic injuries.
You don't get an instant result, you don't get a complete healing.
Right.
So you're
getting... The theory of Chinese medicine.
Exactly. The theory is what I use, but you need some Western technique to really get instant results.
Well, that is great. Well, I hope you've enjoyed our show. And if you're injured from work, sports, accidents, you can see, as you've heard from our guest today, that Dr. Tong can cure these problems. If today is your first time listening to our show, you can listen to our previous shows on our website, www.drtong.com. That is drtong.com. And it's under the radio show heading on the left column. You will find that Dr. Tong can not only cure athletic injuries, but also depression, asthma, allergies, sinus problems, colitis, irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, Crohn's disease, or anything, really anything. In fact,
that's true.
Just anything. If it seems still too incredible to believe, you can check out our website, check out the patient interviews, the case histories on our website. You can hear and see his results. If you have any questions, you can call him during the week for a free phone consultation. But if you make an appointment today, before 2, you'll get a free gift, a free supplement that will reduce your sugar cravings, okay? So call today. You have nothing to lose. Call right now, 714-556-8664. If you have pain, anything, really, just you heard our cases today, it's amazing. Even after the first treatment, you can find instant relief. Next week, we'll have more cases to educate you. Tune in again next Saturday at 11:30 a.m. on KBright AM 740. Again, call us today, 714-556-8664. This is Elaine saying goodbye and have a fantastic weekend.